Warning, the snowbirds are here, so there's a whole new batch of crazy in town. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Weighing, this is Florida Men, the podcast for Tuesday, November the 19th, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode 109,
Florida Man is an early to bed kind of guy.
Florida Man gets his ass included in a medical journal.
Florida Man will have to wait a little while longer to find out if his second wife killed his first wife.
And a Florida man gets a little too handsy with Ariel's areola.
Plus, a Florida man food fight, fill in the blank, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
Ariel's areola, huh?
Yeah.
I'm guessing something happened in Disney.
Oh, just wait. But before we do that, we have to narrow down some choices here. And we're going to go on Facebook Live, and the intern's going to record us doing that or broadcast us doing
that. I didn't fix my hair.
You got a hat on.
Damn it. And I'm all crippled today.
She can shoot from the waist up.
Well, that wasn't the best part of my features. Fuck. Ow. 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 Ow, don't knock over my Tito's.
I don't know if you can. All right. We're about to do the draft for our LLC. Something our Patreon subscribers did was when we got to 25 Patreon subscribers, we told them that they could pick the name of our LLC, which is the company we're going to be forming here in just a few weeks. And they had some ideas. So we've got the ideas listed up on the whiteboard here, and Phil and I are each going to pick two of them, and we're going to narrow those down to just four choices out of all of our suggestions.
Did you seriously put these in alphabetical order?
Yeah, I had them in a spreadsheet, and then I just clicked it. Yeah. I didn't want it to, you know, I didn't want to have a favor of just the people who got to it first, because you know, JP waited till like 11 o'clock this morning to do it.
All right.
But he's got a couple up there. So, yeah, just going through the list, America's Wang, Bag of Dicks / BAD, Camel Enclosure, Clinking Ice, Crazy Stupid, Detroit Wins, EABOD.
Who sent that one in?
Detroit Wins? That was Steve.
Steve?
Yeah. EABOD, which stands for Eat a Bag of Dicks.
So we got two for Eat a Bag of Dicks.
We got Bag of Dicks and Eat a Bag of Dicks. Embarrassment of America. That was also JP's. I Broke Myself, Lovable Dumbass, On the Spectrum, Shady Side, and Spitting Sunflower Seeds.
You know, one time. It was one time.
No, it was twice.
It was twice?
It was twice.
Son of a bitch.
But we're going to follow that, each one of those. So we're going to pick two of those. And then we haven't decided whether we want to be productions, recordings, media, digital, audio studios, podcast network, or international.
International, huh?
International.
That sounds better.
Yeah, it sounds like
official. We have listeners in Australia.
We do.
All over the world.
Yeah, we have patrons in Australia. So we're international commerce.
All right, so how's this going to work?
All right. So I'll let you go first. You can pick one, and then I'll pick one, and then you pick one, and I'll pick the final one. And then we'll put those up on
Wait,
on
how's it going to work?
Patron.
I go first.
You go first.
All right. I'm taking Clinking Ice.
Clinking Ice. Okay.
I think Steve put that one in there.
All right.
You forgot your barker, didn't you?
No, it's right there.
Oh, that's the wrong one. That's
well, that was the one I was going to pick.
So I picked Camel Enclosure.
All right, so I got to pick the next one?
Yes.
I like I Broke Myself, but...
Well, that was one of your quotes from the show.
Shady Side.
Shady Side. I was going to pick Shady Side.
All right. Now you got to pick something else.
Okay, that's fine. Let's see. So we've got America's Wang, Bag of Dicks.
I don't think that's going to fly from the...
Well, if we spell it with the X, we could do it all lowercase except for the B, so like it's like a name, Bag of Dicks. That might
is that
might
really what you through. Want to, you want to have business cards made up with Bag of Dicks?
Bag of Dicks international.
Come on.
Crazy Stupid. Well, if we're picking out things that aren't gonna fly, so we
what do you can't pick things that aren't going to fly.
That's what I'm saying. If we're crossing out the ones that aren't gonna fly, you know what, I'm gonna take I Broke Myself.
Yeah, I Broke Myself. All right,
I Broke Myself. So our choices. And our patrons can go on our Patreon page after tonight and vote for their favorite. You each get one vote. And that includes any new patrons. So if you decide now to join
us. So they get to vote on the four?
They get to vote from these four. They get to pick one.
Okay.
And whoever or whichever one of these four comes up with the most votes by next week, that's going to be the winner.
All right.
All right. So our four choices are Camel Enclosure, Clinking Ice, I Broke Myself, and Shady Side. And then we'll, you and me will figure out whether we want to be productions, recordings, media, or...
International.
God, we could be Clinking Ice Media International. We can combine those.
So I Broke Myself is one of the final four, huh?
Yes. I Broke Myself, Shady Side, Clinking Ice, and Camel.
Yeah, well, and here we are. I broke myself on...
You did break yourself, literally.
I did on Sunday.
It's been a shit month, Joel. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yep. And, so now... I have two people close to me who have broken their feet.
I didn't break it. I sprained it. Now, actually, come to find out.
She sprained hers, too. she broke one. She sprained the other one. Oh,
yeah. I sprained my foot, not my ankle.
Okay.
Which I didn't know was possible, which apparently that's very common, but I had no idea. And during the x-rays, the guy goes, you ever had trouble with that foot before?
No, not that I know of.
You sure?
Yeah.
Why? You see something?
He's awesome.
No. No, that's all right. What? Wait, now you can't leave me like that. Wait, what the hell do you see? What are you looking at? No, I'd let the doctor talk to you. What, is it going to fall off? What is the deal? No, it's fine.
They can't make a diagnosis.
No.
They're just the...
He's a technician. So when they got it back, they had to call... They waited. And finally, they had to call the orthopedic... the radiologist or something. And they looked at it, and it was... I actually had broken it before and didn't know it. So the top bone in my foot was broken and has been years... rehealed, so it's fine. And but this recent thing was not.
You can't remember when that happened, or do you think you know when it might have happened?
The intern says she remembers. I don't, but I don't remember what happened yesterday. So it's
that's true.
Not
you don't happen. You don't remember what happens one week to the next.
No, I do not.
Sometimes, so yeah, you didn't. I had to. Remind
so now I'm here. I'm sitting in the stool. I'm sitting in our broadcast stool here, with my foot propped up on a Gibson guitar stool. With wraps and... God, I'm falling apart. Sucks getting old.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I know.
All right, you want to get into the stories?
All right, story number one. Florida man arrested for groping Disney princess at Magic Kingdom. A Florida man was arrested and charged with battery after he groped a cast member at Disney World's Magic Kingdom. Police say. Now, Disney World is here, right?
Yes, in Florida. In Orlando, or... Really, it's in Lake Buena Vista.
Brian Sherman, age 51, was, quote, very excited to pose with his wife, alongside a costumed Disney princess on Saturday, according to an arrest affidavit from the Orange County Sheriff's Office, obtained by Time.
Time magazine.
And this came from Time.com. Kelly sent this in to us. Sorry, I didn't mention that in the beginning. Sherman reportedly told the costumed woman that he loved her character and sat on her left side, leaving the woman stuck between him and his wife, according to the affidavit.
I've always wondered about the Disney princesses, because like Mickey Mouse and all the characters, they've got the big fake head on, but the princesses, you see their real face. So I always wonder if they get like stalkers and that kind of thing, or fans who are way too into it. Obviously, this guy is.
He then put his right arm around the woman's shoulder and began moving it lower to grope her right tip. I'm sorry, breast. The woman was immediately uncomfortable, but was unable to move.
He did it right in front of his wife, too. Yeah. That takes some balls right there.
The affidavit says Sherman cupped her breast with his right forefinger and thumb.
So he gave her a little tweak?
A little tweak on the nipple.
Jesus. I mean, you do that on a date. Don't do that when you're at Disney World.
Usually
when you're meeting those people, there's a cameraman in front of you.
With only the thin, skin-tight fabric in between her breast and the defendant's thumb and forefinger. One thin layer of gabardine is all that separated them.
Gabardine?
That was from Seinfeld a long time ago.
Okay. It doesn't say what princess it was, though.
Sherman allegedly groped the woman for 3 to 4 seconds. Gave her a little tweak on the nip.
I'm assuming if it's thin, skin-tight fabric, it wasn't Ariel because she has the shells on her cups. Yeah.
Sherman allegedly removed his hand from the woman's breast after her co-workers corrected his placement and posed for a photo with his arm around her shoulders. After Sherman left, the woman began shaking and crying.
Yeah, I would too.
and she wanted him to be prosecuted and that she would testify in court. Her co-workers closed down the area where costume characters greet visitors. What the hell?
This asshole shut the whole thing down. Now some little girl waiting in line to talk to her favorite princess can't do it because this asshole's got to get all rapey and shit.
The photos taken during the greeting with the Disney character were used to identify Sherman, according to the affidavit. Sherman, an Orlando resident, was booked into jail on a battery charge. He did not immediately respond for a request for a comment.
Yeah, best place to commit sexual assault, right in front of cameras.
Yeah, beautiful. Sherman was already a registered sex offender in Orlando, according to records. In 1991, he was found guilty of sexual battery by an adult on a victim under the age of 12. Pervert.
Yes. At least he's moved up to adults, but still that's not.
But he's married.
And he's married. She was right there.
She was with him.
The princess was in between him and his wife. It's not the way to go for a threesome, dude. Story number two. Florida woman trying to drown a cat in a culvert, quote, was taking the cat to Jesus, unquote.
That'd be the way to do it.
From the Daytona Beach News Journal. Edgewater police arrested a woman seen pushing a cat underwater in a drainage culvert, according to a press release. When police arrived at the 2300 block of Silver Palm Drive, Amanda Goodwin, age 37, was in the culvert, quote, holding a cat in obvious distress, unquote, the release said, and both the woman and the cat were wet and muddy.
He wasn't going without a fight. I can't even pick our cat up without her clawing my eyes and arms out. I can't imagine if I tried to dunk her in water.
I was going to say, have you ever tried to give a cat a bath?
No.
It's not fun.
Do you have to do it sometimes?
Not lately. I don't have any cats anymore because I'm allergic. But when I wasn't, we had cats. I remember one time it got sick and shit all over itself. And, of course, I had to clean it up. And the only way to do that is to fill the tub with water and hold them underneath it. But I mean,
shit. I'm thinking a garden hose.
The cat'll run away if you're outside.
Well, no, let the daughter hold them and you hold the hose down with the water hose.
I didn't have the daughter at that point. Goodwin told the officer that the cat Hubble was thirsty and she was trying to give him some water. She had been locked out of her nearby house by her grandmother. She said, quote, the cat was covered in mud, mewing, shaking, and appeared to be terrified, the report said. Well, a cat that's been in a drainage ditch was probably going to be covered in mud and probably going to be getting...
They're probably not the best supply of fresh water to be giving the animal in the first place.
No, not especially not a drainage culvert. After the officer had the trembling woman sit down, the cat escaped and ran under the officer's patrol car, the report said. A witness, Jason O'Keefe, told the officer during the investigation that while driving by, he had seen Goodwin in the culvert with the cat, the report said. And when he doubled back, he saw her, quote, placing dirt on the cat's head and submerging the cat in water. Well, that's why the cat was all muddy, because she put dirt on him.
I'm no chemist, but I do think that dirt plus water equals mud.
Usually, yeah.
You like the way I did that, Joel? I brought science into it.
You sure did. It's like I'm home helping my daughter with her homework.
Yep.
O'Keefe said he called law enforcement because Goodwin was not making much sense, and he told police that at one point, quote, she said she was taking the cat to Jesus, unquote. Hubble the cat was picked up by animal control and taken to Edgewater Animal Shelter, the release said. The cat is not expected to have any permanent physical injuries. Goodwin was arrested, charged with animal cruelty, and taken to the Volusia County Branch Jail after being evaluated by Edgewater Fire Rescue for chest pain complaints.
Damn.
So this woman got arrested for having a dirty pussy that she was just trying to wash. Can't fault her for that.
I mean, just I don't even have words right now. I'm not. That was a good one. That was a good one. I'm actually speechless for the first time. So many comments, but none. All right. Moving on after that comment. Story number three, our trace for our Spanish-speaking friends. Florida man sues Madonna for a late concert start. I saw this today, yesterday. This comes to us from Billboard.com.
I think that's the first time we've
done one from Billboard. Florida man is suing Madonna for pushing back the start time of her Madonna 10 concert in Miami. I'm assuming that's 10 or is it X?
That's Madam X.
What did I say?
Madonna.
I said Madonna 10 and it's actually Madam X?
Yes.
What even close?
Damn. You got the M right. Actually, you got the MAD right.
Oh, the Madam X concert in Miami.
Oh, did I tell you we're going to a concert?
We're going Saturday too.
Where are you going?
Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh, okay. I'm
with 3 days grace.
I'm going with
four tickets, Mosh Pit.
Yep.
Gotta get my foot better for then.
Next month going to the I think it's called the Jingle Ball up in Tampa.
The Jingle Ball.
Yeah. Sam Smith and Lizzo.
I don't know what any of that means.
Very different from Five Finger Death Punch.
Okay. I imagine it is.
I'm going with the wife and daughter because they're both fans too.
As well, too, as in well, as in as also. Well, as also, as you are.
Yes. I like Lizzo.
What is it?
Lizzo?
Yeah.
She's a singer and dancer.
Oh, are we talking like burlesque stuff here?
Not specifically, but there's an element of that to her act. Yeah.
Huh. Where have you seen her before?
On YouTube. She's been on MTV. She's on the radio.
Okay. Nate Hollander filed a class action lawsuit against Madonna and Live Nation worldwide for all other ticket holders that were impacted by the late change in the, quote, Queen of Pop's concert times.
It is a class action lawsuit.
Class action lawsuit. According to his lawsuit, Hollander said he purchased three tickets in August for $1,024 to attend Madonna's Madam X concert.
So it's like $350 a piece?
I've paid more, but yeah.
For Madonna?
Not Madonna. No.
Okay.
He said when he... Yeah, those... it's... You want good seats today? It's... Yeah.
Okay. For those.
He said when he bought the tickets, they stated the concert at the Fillmore Miami Beach would start at 8:30 p.m. 2 months later, Hollander said he was notified by Live Nation the concert times have changed and notified that Madonna's show would now start at 10:30 p.m.
Jesus. That's late.
That's late for a concert. Hollander said the new time meant that children under the age of 18 could no longer legally attend the show in effect, making their tickets worthless.
That's true. They do have a curfew over there.
He also said the time change devalued the ticket's worth because it would be inconvenient for people to go to work and school the next day. I think he's got a point.
Yeah.
Hollander said after the concert times were changed that he tried without success to obtain a refund for the three tickets.
Yeah, that's kind of bullshit that they wouldn't give him a refund after a major change like that.
Madonna seemingly responded to the lawsuit from her floor of her November 8th Las Vegas show at Caesar's Palace saying, quote, here is something that you all need to understand, and that is a queen is never late.
Oh, fuck you.
Hollander seeking excess of $15,000 in damages. Well, apparently she's late. She's supposed to be there at 8:30. Now she can be there at 10:30. That is a crock of shit, though.
Yeah, that is way too late.
Most of them here start at 8, and the major and the feature acts go on at, you know, at 9. You know, we're done by 11.
Usually, I mean, I haven't been to concerts in a while, and usually it's like 7:30 or something. Like starts. So yeah.
Why would she go in at 10:30?
Who knows?
Actually, I hope he wins this one.
And that's when the opening act starts.
Yeah. Well,
she's got one.
I don't know if she has one or not. So now the kids can't go. So people that wanted to see her, why would they change it? It ain't like they're not going to be what they had. That was a deliberate to keep. It may have been to keep the kids out.
That's true. Although at $350 a pop.
All right, now it's time for the Florida Man
Food Fight.
And this week's Florida Man Food Fight comes to us from SebastianDaily.com. Florida man caught stealing beer said he was just exchanging it for cold ones.
Well, that seems legitimate.
I would do that myself if I wasn't actually doing it at Publix.
Yeah.
I would trade a warm one out from one in the fridge.
Why not? Yeah, you might want to go to the customer service counter and ask for a swap.
Yeah. Anyway, a Florida man told deputies he was only exchanging his beer for a colder 12-pack after he was caught stealing at the Publix in Vero Beach, according to the Indian River County Sheriff's Office. Donnie Allen Goss, age 49, was observed entering the store and placing a 12-pack of Budweiser beer into a black duffel bag. That's not suspicious.
No, not usually.
Goss was then seen walking around the store before exiting through the main doors at Publix with the stolen beer. A loss prevention officer stopped Goss outside while contacting law enforcement. Quote, Goss was uncooperative prior to my arrival and was insisting that he had purchased the merchandise already, unquote, the deputy said. Well, show me your receipt.
Mm-hmm.
We'll let you go on your way. Once the deputy arrived, Goss wanted to explain what happened. Goss said he bought the beer a few days prior, but no longer had the receipt. Goss then advised he had returned to Publix to exchange the beer for a new 12-pack because it was no longer cold.
Brilliant.
Bullshit. The merchandise stolen is valued at $13.37.
Did they not see him on the camera bringing it in?
Oh, he had it in the duffel bag.
So he brought the duffel bag in with beer, and then he...
According to him. Yeah, according to Publix, he just brought in an empty duffel bag and stuffed this in his bag. The deputy gave Goss a chance to pay for the beer, but he had no money on him. Goss was arrested and transported to Indian River County Jail, where he was charged with retail theft.
Damn.
Donnie.
This fucking stupid.
Put it in your fucking refrigerator. Wait a few minutes.
Freezer. Put it in the freezer.
Yeah. Put one of them in the freezer. Put the rest in the fridge. By the time you would have walked to Publix anyway.
Them out. Yeah.
It's time for your fill in the blank this week, Phil.
All right. Here we go.
Fill in the blank. Florida woman institutionalized after driving on I-95 in a blank. And I've decided I'm going to give you three chances each week now.
Three chances. All right, my first one's going to be a golf cart.
You only needed one shot.
There we go.
That was it. Golf cart.
Oh, she got Baker acted.
Yeah, she did. All right. Authorities have Baker acted a Florida woman after she was spotted driving a golf cart in the express lanes of Interstate 95 in Miami-Dade County.
I'm guessing she couldn't keep up the minimum speed of 45.
I'm pretty sure the express lane is the toll lane in the middle where,
yeah,
in the morning is going one direction and in the afternoon is going the other direction. And I-95 is a shit show. It's probably the worst traffic I've ever been in the state as far as like heavy, fast moving traffic.
Yeah.
According to the Florida Highway Patrol, the woman was spotted along the northbound express lanes between exit 7 and 10, which encompass the city of Miami, Northwest Miami-Dade, and North Miami. Cell phone video posted to Instagram by Only in Dade shows the driver wearing what appears to be a pink and white hospital gown as she changed lanes.
She made an escape.
Troopers stopped the woman and she was transported to the hospital for evaluation or probably reevaluation.
Where'd she get the golf cart?
The golf cart was later towed from the highway. Police say the woman stole the golf cart from a University of Miami hospital before taking it for a ride.
She got on the interstate.
Yeah. In her gown. Flapping, you know, where ass was hanging
out.
Oh,
yeah, you know, because I got the vent in the back or the front, depending on how you tie.
I mean, you're going 30, 40 miles an hour on the interstate with your golf cart. You know the wind's blowing that thing. It ain't staying down.
But what was she running from? Was she just out for a joyride, or was she trying to just truly get away?
I guess she was just trying to get away from the hospital.
Moving on to story number 5. This comes to us from the Washington Examiner.
And I just wanted to mention that my wife's cousin, he sent this story in.
Okay.
Because he specifically wanted you to read it.
Me?
You.
Why?
Oh, dear.
All right. Story number 5. I just read the headline. Florida doctors remove an 8-inch screwdriver from a man's asshole.
Rectum. Damn near killed him.
Doctors removed a screwdriver from a man's rectum after he pushed it inside himself and left it in his anal cavity for a week.
A week.
According to an article
that's
in a
either
national
a really good week or a really bad week.
Yeah, there's not a lot of flexibility on a screwdriver. So it's pretty much going to go straight. According to an article in a National Institute of Health publication aimed at warning the medical profession about such incidents.
Now, there is a picture of the x-ray in this story. So just in case you were wondering.
Is it a Craftsman?
It doesn't say what brand it is. You can't tell that, but you can tell he went handle first. So
handle first. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think it just slipped out of his grip. See, that's why the butt plugs have the little
disc
on the end.
They have the disc on the end of them, yeah.
Yeah.
So if he'd had some vice grips on the end of it, he could have caught it.
There you go. Yep. This is why you need to be around.
I know. The patient recovered and was discharged to behavioral health for inpatient treatment of his psychiatric disorders.
Ah.
The authors, led by Dr. Youssef Sabine, wrote in a report for Annals of Medicine and Surgery.
That's Annals.
Sorry.
I knew you were going to do that too.
Annals of Medicine and Surgery. The 46-year-old unnamed man arrived at Kendall Regional Medical Center in Miami for life-threatening septic shock.
Who do we know that's 46?
I don't know. Why, Joel?
I was just trying
you
to
ask if they've rammed a screwdriver up their ass?
I was just wondering if we had any friends that might have been over in Miami getting it removed.
Maybe your friends. I don't know none of my friends that would shove a screwdriver up their ass.
that you know of.
The man, who also suffers from schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, complained about abdominal and pelvic pain at the hospital. Measured at 8.2 inches long and 1.1 inches wide, the screwdriver, which had pierced the man's large intestine, was discovered by a CT scan.
Ah, and that's why he was in septic shock, because he pierced his bowels.
What'd you think was going to happen?
Well, you would hope that the pointy end would not pierce something before you got to the hospital, but this idiot left it up there for a week, so.
In the report, the author stated, quote, the earliest reported cases of anorectal trauma due to foreign body insertion date back to the 1500s. Who knew? Since then, there have been astonishing accounts of various objects being inserted into the anus described in the literature.
That's the first time it got written down.
Yeah. Objects, you got it. What was that kinky-ass Greek guy, the king or ruler, whatever he was, Caligula?
Caligula. Yeah. They were back in ancient Greece. They were putting stuff up the butts too.
Objects documented included. Oh God. Seriously, I got to read this. All right. Objects documented include light bulbs.
That would be one of my last.
That'd be the last thing I'd want to do.
You got to be desperate.
If you think of a normal 60-watt light, anything in glass. I mean, you push that in and you squeeze too hard. Now you got glass in your ass.
Exactly.
Hemorrhoids is going to be the least of your problems.
Yeah, if you don't bleed out.
Sex toys, obviously.
Well, made for.
Toothbrushes. Drugs, we've already covered that.
We've covered that extensively on this show.
Cell phones.
We had a cell phone.
Oh, no, that was up the hoo-ha.
Yeah.
Fruits, obviously. Cucumbers. Vegetables, which would be the cucumber, I guess. Fruit would be...
Banana,
yeah. And in one instance, a frozen pig's tail.
Is that because it's curly?
What has to be going through your mind to open the refrigerator? Are you going through the Publix at the frozen food section? You go, pig's tail. I'm gonna shove it up my ass when I get home.
You better hope he waited to get home.
who thinks that?
Obviously not you or me.
I mean, if you go shove a cucumber, I imagine it's like they lube it up and then they shove it in and they lose the grip and it goes,
right,
you know, it sucks it in.
Yeah, they lube it up and their fingers can't hang on to it. It just slips right out or in.
And I guess you can't have a bowel movement to get that out.
Not usually, no.
The report stressed that medical staff should maintain an open mind when evaluating patients with lower stomach or rectal pain because they, quote, may not be forthcoming with the information.
You think?
Because of embarrassment or a psychological condition.
One in a million shot, Doc. One in a million. They should maintain an open mind and try to open up that rectum as well.
Frozen pig's tail.
It's unfortunate that frozen pig's tail could not be in the draft earlier.
How in the hell? Oh, my God. Well, if they left the little curly part in the back, that would be kind of cute. Just stick it out. But it's frozen, so it wouldn't dangle. It just kind of sit there.
Well, it would thaw out eventually.
Yeah, I guess it would thaw out. I ain't froze. God almighty. What is wrong with people?
Well, somebody, you know, want to get their freak on, I guess. Our final story today, story number 6, trial postponed for Florida woman charged in a killer clown case.
Thank you for not making me read this.
A woman accused of dressing as a clown and fatally shooting her lover's wife in Florida in 1990 will not be going to trial in early 2020 as scheduled.
What happened to due process? That's 30 years.
Well, you'll hear in just a second what happened. It was an unsolved case for a long time. A Palm Beach County Circuit judge agreed Friday to postpone the first-degree murder trial of 56-year-old Sheila Keen Warren. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. The Palm Beach Post reports that Keen Warren's attorney told the court that because the case is so old, there have been issues with witnesses and evidence. Keen Warren was arrested in 2017 and extradited from Virginia, where she lived with her husband, Michael Warren. Officials say Warren's then-wife, Marlene Warren, was shot in the face in May 1990 by a clown delivering carnations and balloons. Investigators say new DNA testing led to Keen Warren's arrest.
Hmm.
Several witnesses told detectives Sheila Keen and Michael Warren were having an affair before the killing, which they both denied. They married in 2002. Keen Warren denies the killing. Michael Warren has not been charged. On Friday, The Palm Beach County judge also addressed Keen Warren's finances. According to a motion filed October 28th, prosecutors argue Keen Warren knowingly and intentionally falsified her criminal indigent status application by failing to report assets. This is an interesting part of the story. In April, Keen Warren's lawyers filed a motion asking the court to find her indigent, allowing payment for her outstanding fees by the Justice Administrative Commission, a taxpayer-funded agency that covers due process costs for people declared too poor to pay. So this bitch is saying, I don't have any money. I can't pay the court costs or my attorney. So people of the state of Florida have to pay for it.
Huh.
Except.
I've never heard that before.
Indigent.
Indigent.
Yeah.
Now, I've used that word as derogatory to someone.
Well, it just means they're poor.
Oh. Oh, no. Okay.
In the motion, her lawyers wrote that Keen Warren's husband was unable to pay the remaining agreed upon fee. After further investigation, prosecutors discovered her husband had several hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and assets. In addition to the cash, prosecutors argued that the couple's multiple cars and properties, as well as a lakefront Virginia home, total hundreds of thousands of dollars more in assets. We're too poor, but we got a lakefront home up in Virginia and a bunch of cars. The defendant and her husband have done nothing short of perpetrating a fraud onto the court and the state of Florida, Assistant State Attorney Brian Fernandez wrote in the motion. The judge told lawyers they will reconvene to discuss the motion November 22nd. So have you ever heard of this story, Phil?
No.
Lauren and Ken talked about it a couple weeks ago on Paradise After Dark. This is one of the original Killer Clown stories from back in the 90s. And
so they claiming she dressed up as a clown and shot him.
Yes.
Shot her
now husband's then wife. So basically she was, I've listened to a couple podcasts on this particular case. She was boning her boss, who is now the husband. So the boss owned a rental car company and she took one of the rental cars as a loaner while he was somewhere else. That was like, well documented that he was there. They had like cameras, so he had several witnesses, so they know it wasn't him doing this. But yeah, she dressed up like a clown, got in a rental car, drove to his house, knocked on the door. His wife answered. She shot her in the face, left her for dead. The kids were still there in the house. She got in the rental car, went back, got rid of the clown stuff, parked the car like nothing happened, and then basically got away with it. And they were saying all this time, they were saying, "Oh no, we're just." Very good friends. We're not having an affair or anything, but 12 years later, they got married. Anyway,
all right.
Finally, justice is being...
Well, that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Pandora, or wherever you listen to Florida Men.
Why'd you emphasize Pandora?
Because we're on Pandora now. That just started recently.
Okay. Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and the Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Why do you keep putting the in there?
I don't know. It's the Twitter.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
If you'd like to support the show financially, you can drop something in our online tip jar at paypal.me/floridamen, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen, or you can send us something from our Amazon wish list. The link is in the show notes.
We'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally. They are at the Jacksonville tier, Cassandra, David, and Wally. At the Tampa tier, Roxanne, Stephanie, Colin, Kurt, One Foot in the Grave podcast, Kat, and Michael. At the Tallahassee tier, Matthew from Washington State, who recently increased his pledge to bump him into the Tallahassee tier. Thanks, Matthew. Koneth, Erica, Heather, and Josh. Paradise After Dark podcast, Nicole, McKenna, Matt, and JP. At the Daytona tier, we have Katie and Jessica. At the Orlando tier, the Space Coasties, Stephen, Danielle, and Lata. And at the Miami tier, Travis.
And we have a new Patreon at the Tallahassee tier.
In the bold there, that's the email that she sent me, so go ahead and read that.
I'm just going to say this now. Matt from Washington State is going to love hearing Phil butcher my name. Good luck, Phil. My name is...
Oh, fuck. Don't overthink it.
Taya Schlanger.
You got her first name right. Think beer.
Schlitz, Bud Light, Heineken. Is that it? Taya Heineken?
No. Schlager.
Schlager. What did I say?
Schlager.
Oh, I was close.
You were close.
Well, how do you know you're right?
Because I emailed her just to make sure I knew the pronunciation so I could correct you.
Well, thank you, Taya. We appreciate you.
Yep, absolutely.
God dang it. That was close. I was going to say T, but that's not, I knew that little apostrophe that gave me a hint.
Yep.
Taya. I got that right. This program is provided for information use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Don't take medical advice from a podcast. And do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, and retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed with an 8.2-inch screwdriver.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of Florida Man. And Tracy, kiss my ass.
Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man, a Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
I'm gonna shove it up my ass.